Blog Talk Radio.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah! But the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Sunday. So, went to the movies last night. Went to see the new Jason Bourne movie and went up to the Summerlin 5 Theater. And by the way, for those of you who live in Las Vegas and you have yet to experience the recliner movie viewing experience, I highly recommend it. So, we're sitting there waiting for the movie to start last night, and it just, on the ceiling, we heard... Well, on the roof, we heard the rain. And I said, wow, is that part of the previews or is it raining? So I went out. I left during the previews and went out to the lobby. It was pouring. And then it was hailing. And it lasted all of 5 minutes. But that's what happens here in Vegas. This is our monsoon season where we get these thunderstorms just pretty much out of the blue. And for us that live here in the desert, when the humidity gets over 20%, we really feel it. And for those of you who live in places like Florida, where the humidity is 80% and the temperature is 90, I feel very, very sorry for you. I can't deal with the humidity. Anyway, I'm going to go right to the calls. I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312.
Hi,
who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
I wanted to find out if you see a job for me, either full-time or part-time. I really need to pay my rent, so I've been looking and trying to see if something will come up.
Well, here's the thing is that sometimes, and I'm pulling cards while I'm talking to you, sometimes you just need to get any job to be able to get the job. Do you see what I mean? So
yes.
You're worth more when you're working than when obviously when you're not. So one of the things that I would recommend is, first of all, call in your favors. Check with friends that might owe you a favor and see if they're hiring at their companies. I would start with that.
Okay.
The second thing
okay.
I would do is I would look, I would do a Google search for the city you live in around Chicago, whatever
okay.
city you live around that, and see if there's a call center, customer service call center, and
okay.
just put in call center and that city. What will happen is call centers are always looking for new employees. They usually pay somewhere between $11 and $15 an hour. I realize that's not a lot of money, but here's how I want you to work this. Just get any job. And when you
okay.
get this job, act as though it's your dream job. Seriously.
Okay.
Because a lot of times they'll give you a personality survey. And I'm going to tell you this one question. This one gal didn't get the job because she answered this question wrong. The question was, how many unexcused absences are permissible? And there were several choices. 0, 3, 6, 10. Well, the person answered 6. Well, the key word on that
oh, yeah.
sentence was unexcused.
Oh, unexcused, yeah.
Got it. See? So,
got it.
So when you go and apply for the job, I want you to act like it's the best job on the planet. You can't wait to work there, blah, 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 the whole thing. I just want you getting any job right now right?
Okay.
Now, according to this, there is a guy here that's going to hire you. He's got a very goofy sense of humor. He's very quirky. So if this is a friend of yours that
yes.
you might have worked with, that's who I would ask first. And you could actually make a joke about it, and he'd probably get it. The psychic on the radio says I should contact my most quirky friend and see if he'll help me get a job.
Yes, yes, he's trying
okay.
to work with me. Yes.
Okay, so what I'm telling you is that this job that you, the next job you get is only going to be for 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And while you're at that job and basically getting everything back on track, then you're going to get another job. And it's going to be more
okay.
along what you want. I'm going to give you an exercise to do that I want you to do as soon as we hang up. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
It's an exercise of release. All right? You, according to what I'm seeing in your cards, have this tendency to take things too personally.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm seeing. So I'm
yes.
going to give you this exercise of release where you actually write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the person did. You do this for as many people as you can think of for as far back as you can remember. And at the bottom of the list, I want you to write these words. Are you ready?
Yes.
I release these past events for my new beginning. I'll say it again because there are other people listening
okay.
and they might want to do this too. Because anytime you feel stuck, the very first thing you need to do is release all the crap that's banging around in your head that pisses
yeah.
you off or hurts your feelings or whatever. So you're going to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Then
okay.
you're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple it up, and you're going to safely burn it outside.
Okay.
I recommend an old pot. Throw it in the bottom of the pot and then, you know, light it or set the pot on its side, light it, and then turn the pot upright. Okay?
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing here is that help is here for you. People are here for you if you just ask them to help you.
Okay.
And it's saying that you can have the job within as quickly as within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
See you later.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on, computer's running a little slow. So I've been up since the crack of dawn today, got up at 5:30 this morning. I've already started some soup. Actually, there's a gal, I don't know, if some of you are calling in from Vegas, and some of you know who this person is, but there's a gal that's on Fox 5. Her name is Monica Jackson. She's one of the anchors in the morning. And this woman has lost a boatload of weight. And from what I can gather from her story is that she was either borderline or diagnosed diabetic and was told that she needed to lose weight. And so she found this bone broth diet that you actually cook bones for 10 to 12 to 14 hours, sometimes longer, and it leaches out all the nutrients in the bone. Now, so here's the thing. I actually added celery and shallots and onions and garlic and put stuff in it because I don't know that I can handle just the bone broth. But anyway, so I'm cooking all this up, and I started that this morning. So it's been, I've been up just doing stuff since, so I'm wide awake, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed for you guys today. Anyway, I'm going to go to area code 252. But anyway, Monica lost a boatload of weight. I think she's lost probably 40 pounds. She looks amazing. And it's because she cut out the, you know, the bad carbs and the sugar and all that. And she drinks this bone broth between meals. And I think 2 days a week she just drinks the bone broth. But she's lost all this weight. She looks amazing. You can tell that her energy level is just really high. Seriously, if you look at pictures of her back in, say, 2006 and look at pictures of her now, she looks awesome. She actually looks younger now than she did when she first came to Vegas. So I'm going to give it a shot. Anyway, so I'm going to go to area code 252. Hello, 252. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Valerie.
Hi,
with that
Valerie.
Bone broth, so she had regular meals with the broth or just straight
yeah.
broth?
Well, this is from what I understand and what I've been reading online is that you make this bone broth. So you get go to the grocery store and ask for soup bones or beef bones or even the beef marrow bones, which, by the way, they smell a little gamey.
So it's different from regular chicken bones?
Like, well, you can do it with chicken bones.
Frying of chicken or something.
No, okay. No, you can do it with chicken bones. As
okay.
a matter of fact, sometimes if you ask your grocery store to save you the chicken bones that they, you know, because they use lots of chicken.
Chicken breast.
Yeah. Or you get a couple of the rotisserie chickens, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you take the meat off them and you have them as a regular meal, like on your salad or whatever. But then you save the two carcasses and you throw them in the crock pot. With onions and shallots and celery, and then you put just a little bit of cider vinegar, like about a tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use about half a gallon of water.
Okay.
And then you just simmer it for, say, 10 hours in your crock pot.
All right.
Now, they say with the beef marrow bones that the smell's a little gamey, so I actually have it out on the patio, plugged in on the patio outside, so it doesn't make the house smell
like... I wasn't even trying to juggle that way. Yeah. I can do the chicken, though.
do it with the chicken. What the heck, right? But anyway, so it's you cut out the starchy carbs, so no potatoes, no pasta, no rice, no sugar.
Oh, my
gosh. No sugar.
Okay.
And
right.
what happens is that you start feeling better, allegedly, you start feeling better within about 3 days after you start doing this because your body is working more efficiently. But she looks, if you look up Monica Jackson, Fox 5, Las Vegas.
Nevada. Okay.
In Nevada, mm-hmm. yeah. And just look at the difference between 10 years ago and now. She looks really good. Oh, my God. So what's your question for me today?
Okay, well, I'm moving, and I'm wondering, do you see me finding a job, like, right after I move?
Well,
there.
You know what? I have to give you a big compliment, because before I even turn cards over, I really love it when people say, you know what? I want to live in, and you pick a place. San Diego. I want to live in a new place. And they go there and they just make it happen. Do you see what I mean? I love it
right.
when people do that. And according to this, it's been long overdue for you to follow your heart. All right?
Yes.
So you might have listened to the caller that was before you where I suggested getting hired in a call center because you can get a job right away and then
mm-hmm.
you can look for the job you really want while you're working in the call center.
Okay.
Okay. And what you say is, you know, I decided on the call center job because it's giving me great customer service experience, and I really wanted to be working as soon as I moved here. Now, what job do you really want?
Well, that was just to help me till I find my niche in getting my own business off the ground. So, you understand? So
what kind of business do you want to do?
Well, I want to go into financial, but also kind of do some crafts. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if that's going to work out for me, but I was going to do some financial stuff on the side and eventually go back to school for the thousandth time to try to make it out, try to make that out.
Well,
so,
you know,
yeah.
you know what's really interesting, Valerie, is I'm looking at your cards and I'm actually seeing that you do have a knack for drawing money and resources to you. And
mm-hmm.
the first card in your reading is that the blessings are falling on you. Now, have you thought about getting your real estate license?
I have thought about that. I also thought about insurance and the stock market. That's my financial thing. But,
right.
you know, and then I was going to do, you know, in between time, do my little crafts. So, yes, indeed, that's a part of my financial portfolio.
Because what I'm getting here is that
mm-hmm.
As soon as you create a foundation, then and when I say getting your real estate license, I'm using that as an example because what I'm seeing here is blessings are falling on you and that it's time for you to get serious about your own happiness without necessarily involving a love interest. That love interest needs to be kind of on the back burner,
mm-hmm.
and you need to be on the front burner. So the fact that you're moving to the place you most want to be in, I would love it if you learned more about the stock market. I would love it if you got your real estate license. But in the meantime, I want you to draw money to yourself, so I want you to get something.
Right, exactly, something.
Okay.
And that's the cost.
So that's where I'm Yeah, I'm leaning toward the call center because every major metropolitan area usually has a call center, and they do customer service for other companies. And all I want you to do is work there until you sell your first house.
Okay.
All right? But I don't see any issues for you. I really love that you're moving, and I hope that you've targeted September to be there.
It seemed like it's working out to be September. I did want to be a little bit closer, but, you know, to be safe about it, September might be the target month. So
yeah, September is what I'm getting.
Okay. Well,
all right, gal pal.
Better.
Yep. Thanks for the call. See you
Thank
later.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, oh, look, fabulous Las Vegas. Let me get you on there. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this? Hello.
George.
Hi, George. What's your question?
I had somebody had backed into my car a few months ago, and I don't think the insurance company is trying to get me the best settlement. And I'm supposed to meet with them tomorrow and discuss it. This thing's going to work out for me as far as getting what I want, or how is that going to play out?
Well, see, here's the thing, is that I see that the insurance company is going to actually repair the damage, but if you're expecting...
Well, they repaired the car.
Hmm?
The guy who hit me, his insurance already fixed the car. I'm talking about the insurance company that's representing me. I don't think they're working to get me the best amount of money.
See, here's the thing, is that what I'm getting in your cards is that, okay, I got to back up, George. I really got to back up on this because almost every time you call me, it's about your car. I think there's way too much emphasis on your car.
No,
energy-wise.
This is about the settlement.
I know that, but what I'm picking up is that you're trying to get more than you actually are supposed to get karmically on this car. And I'm just gonna say what I'm seeing in the cards is the cards have they say that you're trying to get away with something. So when you say the insurance company isn't representing you, but your car's already been fixed, it seems to me like the problem's already been solved.
I'm talking about the medical bills and all that.
But see, what I'm getting here, and again, I could be wrong because I'm not always right, but I'm seeing in my cards here that somebody's trying to get away with something, but it's not the insurance company. That you may not actually be as injured as you're saying that you are. Because what I'm getting in your cards here is somebody trying to work a system for their benefit, and that instead of working it to get money that you technically may not need, you should close the chapter and go, okay, I got the car fixed. I really am okay. Because that's what your cards are saying. It's not like you've lost time from work. It's not like, and I want to tell you that may be part of the reason why the only thing that got repaired here is your car. And the as far as the medical bills are concerned, the only thing I'm going to tell you about that is that they're going to cover just the basics of what the doctor's visits were and not any extra quote damages. So if you were asking me a yes or no question, are you going to get more money out of the insurance company? The cards are saying no.
Okay.
Could be wrong. I could be wrong. But what I'm telling you is that I want to go to a bigger picture here, that when you call me, and I talk to you maybe once every month and a half or so, it's usually about your car. Just pointing it out. All right, my friend. I'm sorry that wasn't the answer you expected.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. See you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
Well, my question is about my son. I'm having a little anxiety about him going to college. He's going to another state, and he's the only child, and I just want to make sure he's going to be okay. I know it might be a little difficult transition, but...
All you have to tell yourself and all you have to tell him is that the angels
mm-hmm.
are guiding him.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
I don't see any worries here. And the thing is,
okay.
is that you tell him, I'm proud of you. You're so smart. You're going to college. I think this is awesome. And I want to tell you that the angels are always guiding you.
Okay.
That's what you need
okay.
to tell him. All right? But I'm
okay.
not worried at all.
Okay.
All right,
thank
gal pal.
You.
See you later.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We got somebody here. Oh, hold on. My computer's running a little slow today. Got somebody here from the 857 area code. Hello, 857. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Well, my question is in regards to, you know, I had to come back to reality.
God,
I
hate
actually,
it when I have to do that.
I know. I've never been attracted to anyone younger than myself. I would never think about dating anyone that beyond my, for what society says is appropriate. You know, he's age appropriate. He's over 25. I had to basically kind of unplug for him. We were friends. We were talking, but it
yeah.
was getting very a little deeper than that.
Yeah.
And I knew that it was inappropriate, even though we both are adults. But again, society says age-wise, it's not appropriate. And I had to unplug from him. I kind of
right.
had to walk away.
Right.
And I just want to know. Will things be okay between us?
Okay. Here's the thing. You said unplug, mm-hmm. and then you said, will things be okay with you, with the two of you?
Meaning that we understand that the relationship can't go any further.
Okay.
Well, I understand
what,
that.
What I'm seeing here is that you
mm-hmm.
have to totally let this one go. You can't be friends.
Okay. Okay.
And your intuition already knows that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're trying to, quote, let him down easy, unquote. And I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
it's we need to let this one totally go.
Okay.
And so even though there might be some space and even though, you know, he might reach out to you, I don't want you to respond.
Okay.
I really want it to, because what I'm getting here is I get mm-hmm. the feeling that he was in some way trying to put his hooks in you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, with people like that, the
mm-hmm.
hook has to be totally out. It can't,
yes.
you can't just look at the hook because it's always going to be sharp.
Wow. Wow.
Seriously.
So when you say hooks, what exactly do you mean? Hooks as in something
he's
that good?
He's got this way of tapping into your emotions that reels
mm.
you in. It hooks you in.
Mm.
You can't even. It's like somebody who's an alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
especially in the first few months that they're trying not to be an alcoholic.
Right.
Worst thing for them to do is to be around alcohol.
Exactly.
Or be around people that are having fun with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, there's a little addiction factor going on with this relationship.
Ooh.
So we need to just totally decide that it's no longer part of your life.
Okay.
So I hope that helps, my friend. Thanks for
yes,
the call.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
See you later.
You.
Okay,
bye. All right, bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Tony. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tony. What's your question?
I just wanted to find out about when you saw employment coming up for me.
Sorry, what subject?
Employment.
Employment. Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
That's right.
All right, let's see. Okay, so I don't know if you were listening at the very beginning of the program, but a gal called in and was asking about getting a job, and she needed one right away. And I told her to reach out to sort of a quirky friend that actually will help her get a job. What it's saying for you is you have this whole circle of people that you've been reluctant to call and ask for help. And there's a woman in particular. She's got brown to blonde hair, light eyes, who has always liked you. This is not romantic. She's just always liked you. If you know who that person is, that's the person's going to get you the next job.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is I want you to call anyone you used to work with, any of your friends, and ask them if their company's looking for people. Because what I'm getting here is that you're supposed to be at this next job until probably May of next year. So it's not a permanent job. So it could be a stepping stone to the job that you want, or it just could be a placeholder until next May. Because what I'm seeing here is that once you get, because the job is right here. It's not the dream job, but it's a job that'll pay money for you. And you can, you know, keep going the way you're going. What it's saying is that by May, you end up snagging the dream job. So what's your dream job?
My dream job is more in the entertainment field, working with children.
Okay. So if you want to get more into entertainment, then what I would do is see if I could get a job with an event company or a production company.
Okay.
Or even a company that works with, they call them destination management companies here in Las Vegas. These are companies that help bigger companies when they come in for conventions here in Vegas, and they handle everything from the rooms to entertainment to logistics and audiovisual and all of that for whatever they're putting together. And if you're getting more into working with events, you might want to start there or any of the convention logistics companies. But even more, if you can get involved with a production company that actually works with celebrities.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter to me what job you get between now and May. I just want you working so you're not worried about money. Because when you're not worried about money, you're amazingly creative.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Got you.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
No, definitely. All
right.
We'll take that.
Reach out to your friends.
Okay.
And just say, hey, you know, I'm at a point right now where I really need to find a job. Do you know if your company's hiring? Can you put in a good word for me?
Okay.
Because if you can get your friends to help you pave the way, then it's going to happen really easily.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Right, take care.
You too. All right, I've got somebody here from the 678 area code. Hello, 678. Who's this?
This is Kenya. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Kenya. What's your question?
Hi, I'm looking for love. Do you see anything in the near future?
Let's see. Well, there are two guys. One guy thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, but he's actually, between you and me, kind of a dick. I don't like him. But you're going to find yourself attracted to him because initially he's going to be attractive. Then there's a second guy that I like that you might not find all that attractive when you first meet him. It's when you get to know him that he becomes attractive. And I'm telling you, this is saying that you will be at least engaged within the next 18 months. So these two men are coming up quickly. So what do you do for fun, Kenya?
Not much. I'm in medical school, so we don't really have that much time.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, is that I would like you to find something to do for fun. I want you to add it as though it's a class on your medical school agenda. I want you to do something for fun. Now, I'm going to give you something that's told, I don't think I've ever told anyone else to do this, but I would love it if you learned how to be, or I'd love it if you took up fencing.
Wow, okay.
I'm serious, with the saber and the mask, the whole bit. And the reason I want you to do that is because there's a, it's like if you were to take up the game, take up cricket or polo or bridge, there's a certain kind of people that get involved in that. And see, the thing that's the most important for you is there's going to be the guy that's like really like drop dead gorgeous and he knows it and he's kind of a dick. There's going to be that guy. But then there's going to be the guy that's got a great sense of humor, a lot of fun to be around, and he makes you laugh. That's the guy I want you with. Not the first guy, but you're going to meet both of them. You might even be dating both of them at the same time. And you could date 12 people, as far as I'm concerned, as long as there's no poking going on, no sex. Because I want to tell you, if more women would just date, there's two movies that I love to tell women to watch. One is How to Marry a Millionaire with Marilyn Monroe. The other one is, what's the name? It's got Renee Zellweger in it. Down with Love. Have you ever seen either one of those movies?
No.
They're delightful. They are seriously double feature: How to Marry a Millionaire and Down with Love. They're just really cute, quirky little movies, and it really talks about how to get to know someone without sex, because that's the easy part. You already know that's the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm telling you, romance is on the horizon. I want you to take up something sort of quirky. So when somebody asks you, Kenya, what do you do for fun? Well, I've just started learning how to fence. And then you get into competitions. Seriously, the people that are into it are really into it. So, all right, gal pal, good luck.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 708 area code. Hello, 708. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's your question?
I was wondering, when do you see new love coming for me?
All right. Let's see. Okay, before I turn cards over, I want to tell you that I'm getting that there's a guy from the past that you need to totally, completely let go of. And the reason I'm getting that is that you have this tendency to compare new potential interests to this past love.
Okay.
And the new relationship that I see for you is
mm-hmm.
nothing like this guy.
Way
all
better.
Right?
Way better.
Yeah, holy moly, way better. As a matter of fact, one of the rituals of release that I like to give to people when they're letting go of a past relationship, even if it's been years, is you write the person a goodbye letter. And you don't mail it. You just say everything in that letter that you shoulda, woulda, coulda. And you also say in the letter how much you're still holding on to that memory and that you are ready to let the memory go so that you can draw into your life the right relationship, all right? The closing line on this letter is, you ready? I release this past relationship for the one that is perfect for me.
Okay.
Okay, I release this past relationship for the one that is perfect for me. Then I want you to sign your name. I want you to crumple it up and burn it. safely outside, not next to any wildfires or, you know, tumbleweeds or anything like that. Just safely burn it. I always tell people to burn something in an old pan, okay? Because what I'm seeing here is that when people ask you, so are you dating anybody? Because, you know, that seems to be the big question. So are you dating anybody? Are you involved in a relationship? Say, I'm keeping my options open now. I'm seeing lots of people, because that's not really a lie. And then I want you to watch for the experiences that you've never tried before and say yes to the invitations of those new experiences. So if somebody calls you out of the blue and say, I got 2 tickets to this concert, you want to go with me? Instead of going, well, no, I was going to binge watch Netflix tonight and hang out in my jammies and eat popcorn. I want you to say, yes, that sounds great. I'd love to go.
Okay.
Because what it's saying here is spontaneity is going to be your best friend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, my friend.
Well, yeah,
I hope that helps.
Okay.
See you later. Okay, bye. Right. I've got somebody here from the 248 area code. Hello, 248. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Thanks for taking my call.
Who's this?
This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. What's your question?
I have a question. I have a friend that I've known for over 10 years. And anyway, I've been avoiding her. I was a part of a 12-step program for 15 years, and I haven't been there in the last year and feeling much better because of it. So I'm just wondering about this friendship. It's kind of a difficult one for me.
Okay. So is it difficult because this person reminds you so much of the past?
She's just more so kind of obtrusive about my life, and in that regard, she's
kind of
really...
What do you mean obtrusive?
Well, you know, asking personal questions, which, you know,
she's nosy.
Yes, about things like, you know, in 12-step they push spiritual life and all this.
I see. So she's not obtrusive, she's intrusive.
There you go.
Okay, so I might not have heard you correctly. That's why I was like, what? Here's the coolest way to deal with people that get too personal too quickly. And it's going to annoy the crap out of them. And I want you to start doing this. Next time somebody asks you a question that seems too personal, respond back with a question. And this is the perfect question. Why do you ask?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And they'll go, well, because I want to get to know more about you. Well, I think that's a little too personal, and I don't know you well enough to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Or you spin it around on them. So instead of saying, why do you ask? So if they say, well, so how much money do you make every month? Don't answer and say, well, how much money do you make?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, whatever question that they ask you, you turn it around on them and ask them the same question or the other one, well, why do you ask?
Okay. I appreciate that. Do you see, because I was thinking about cutting her out, if I should do it or not.
Here's the thing, is if she thinks you're, if she thinks that you're, what's the word, detached, all right, if that you don't really care if she's in your life or not, if you don't let her get under your skin, she'll
mm-hmm.
eventually go away.
Okay. Okay.
But I actually, when you brought her up, my immediate reaction to this woman was she has some emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that by her asking questions like that, she's trying to make herself feel better in some way.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's why some people get hooked on reality show. They're not really reality shows, but they're looking into or they're voyeuristically peeking into other people's lives because it makes them feel better that their life is a little bit more together than what they're seeing on these reality shows. Do you see what I mean? And
yeah, I do.
Okay, so with this gal, I really, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. So I want you to act like you don't care whatever comes out of her mouth.
Okay.
But when you don't want to answer something, say, well, why do you ask?
Okay, that's
and
a good
she
one.
Won't,
I'm still...
And she won't have an explanation for that. Well, I'm just curious. Well, I'm not ready to answer that. And if she comes back with something mean, like, oh, well, are you embarrassed?
Mm-hmm.
Just, or are you ashamed of something? Say, I don't know, are you?
Yeah, okay.
So, in other words, whatever, you play it like a game. But I have to tell you, I want you to pretend that you're a politician, and every time you ask a politician a direct question, they never answer it.
Mm-hmm. I need to get better at that. Okay.
Okay. So what you say is that, you know, and the other thing is that sometimes people that are so worried about people liking them are the ones that'll answer their questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So okay. if that's one of the things that you're working on, well, I want people to like me. Well, the thing is that you don't want all people to like you.
Mm-hmm.
You actually would
you're
prefer
right.
it if this gal didn't like you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
what
put
you
the
do
call her
is,
back and I haven't.
No, that's fine. If she, that's fine. You don't have to call her back. But if you happen to be driving and you answer the phone because you didn't see your phone number pop up, say when she goes, hey, you know, I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on? Say, sweetie, I'm sorry. I have to keep the line clear. I'm expecting a call. I'm expecting
okay.
a really important call about a job or from work or whatever. Make up something. Say, I can't talk right now. Well, when can you talk? I'm not sure. But I got to
mm-hmm.
keep this line clear. You know, take care, sweetheart. See you later. And then hang up.
Oh, very good. Very helpful.
So,
thank you so
well,
much.
But all you do is that you
yeah.
become the queen without being a bitch. You just become the queen of avoiding her. People, you know, if people really want, you know, if you really want to talk to somebody, you know, that you answer on the first ring.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to do this the hard way. Just remember, the opposite of love is not hate. It's detachment. It's disinterest.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Mona.
Okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena.
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
I'm working part-time and looking for full-time employment. I mean, I'm looking even maybe to work another part-time job until I can find full-time. What do you see as far as new opportunity coming up for me?
So how come you, wow, you're in a really, really noisy place, Lena.
Oh, okay, I'll move.
I mean, it's like it's coming right through your phone.
What?
What?
Okay, I mean... Wow. Okay, is that better?
Very little better, but just for the record, and I'm going to kind of use the fact that you're calling from a noisy place to tell everybody that's on hold, make sure that when you call me, you're calling from a very quiet place because it's hard for me to concentrate when I'm hearing background noise like what's coming through your phone. So whatever you just did is a little better, all right? I want to tell you that what it's saying here is that all you have to do is ask for full-time employment and you'll get it.
What do you mean, where I'm at now or somewhere
else?
Well,
it's saying all you have to do is ask for full-time employment and you'll get it. So I'm not sure if it's where you are right now or the new job that you go after. But I would start with the job you're at right now and go to whoever your supervisor is and say, hey, you know, I've been working here part-time for a while. I'm wondering, do you think full-time might be available anytime soon? My favorite way to ask somebody something is by using the phrase, I'm wondering. Or my other favorite is, I'm doing a survey. This is a really great way to ask for full-time employment, by the way. You go to your supervisor and say, hey, so I'm doing a survey. Do you think it might be possible for me to actually be full-time here soon?
I asked her for a raise 2 months ago. She turned me down. I can't imagine
okay.
her wanting.
Okay, but see, you wanted a raise and still only work part-time hours. They don't normally give raises to part-time employees. That's why they're part-time. So now you go to your supervisor and you say, so I'm doing a survey. What would it take for me to have a full-time job here? Just ask the question. Because it's saying that the full-time job is right around the corner for you, Lena. So
okay.
I hope that helps.
Okay,
thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – oh, hold on. My computer's kind of slow. I got somebody here from the 402 area code. Hello, 402. Who's this?
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
Hi. My job is ending a contract job with the company I'm with, and I have applied for other work with my company.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to pan out, or is it going to be a different company, different situation?
Well, here's the really cool thing about you is the first card showing up in the spread of cards that I've got is that you're very good at your work. There's absolutely no question that you get the job done well and efficiently, and you're also very good at making other people's work easier. There is a woman around you, though, and I don't know if it's jealousy, I don't know if it's immaturity. It's almost as if that's the person you have to make peace with, and she may have been kind of a bitch to you. Do you recognize this woman?
Yeah, I'm not sure. She's the person who trained me, but she's kind of off to the side with the company. I think that's who it is. She's, you know, they've kind of reduced
okay.
her down to almost.
So what I want you to do, because this is all about creating the right sort of energy mojo, is tomorrow or Tuesday when you go to work, I want you to seek her out and thank her for training you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, she may
all right.
not have needed to train you a lot, but I just want you to go and thank her. Just say, hey, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, I've applied for some other jobs here. But I just wanted to say, if I didn't have a chance to say it, that, you know, my contract's coming up here, and I just wanted to say thank you for training me. Nobody
okay,
does
and it's
that.
More of an energetic thing. It's not that she has any real influence, but at least
no.
directly. But
she doesn't
energetic.
Have any real influence, but if you've applied for other opportunities within that same company and you have gone over and taken the time to say thank you to her, and I don't know, you might go to the dollar store today and pick up a dollar vase and then go to the grocery store and pick up some flowers and put them in the dollar vase and bring them to her.
Okay, she's 5 hours away, so
oh,
she's not
bummer.
In my
okay.
office yet.
That's okay.
Yeah, physically,
then you
so.
Just call her and thank her. Don't send an
okay.
email. Just call her and thank her. Just say, I just wanted to make sure that I called and thanked you for training me before I started this particular project. And, you know, I'm not sure that anybody takes the time to do that. I just wanted to say thank you.
Got it.
And then she'll go, and the funny thing is that, you know, I don't know how big the company is, and she may not actually totally remember you. But you can say, you make sure you say your name and then say, I just wanted to say thank you. And oh, here's even the best part, is you say, hopefully if one of these other jobs I've applied for, you know, for my next contract job, I hope you get to train me again.
Hmm.
So what you're doing is you're planting this little seed. Because they already, everyone that you work around already has told you you've been doing a great job, right? So there's no question that you've done
right.
a great job. So now what you do is you call and you thank her and you say it just like this. Say her name's Carol. Carol, hey, it's me, Karen. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your orientation and training me back when I started this project. I applied for a couple other ones, and I'm hoping that they come down the road to me. And I hope that if I get them that I get to work with you again. But no matter what, I wanted to make sure that I took the time and said thank you.
Okay.
Now, anybody that's in that kind of role is going to appreciate anybody else saying thank you for what they did. Do you see what I mean?
Right, right.
And so for this next 3 weeks, I want you to be grateful for everything. But I actually think they're going to offer you a job in August.
Okay.
All right? But do that because it puts all the right energy in place.
Got it.
All right, gal pal. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 828 area code. Hello, 828. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Lisa. I have to just say you are the no-nonsense psychic.
Do you know that by just listening to today's program, or have you been listening more than today's program?
Just today, you are the tell-it-like-it-is psychic.
All right, Lisa, what's your question?
I love the way you come across. So there is a situation in my business in dealing with a franchise operation, and I would like to know if this matter will resolve itself without having to move forward with legal action, and if you see
okay.
any kind of time frame.
Okay, I want to tell you that somebody,
yeah.
somebody, and it's a guy, somebody on the other end of this is way too
mm-hmm.
clever for his own good.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost a sneakiness going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, so the cards that are preceding it is a card that says there's stress here, but it's nothing you can't handle. The resolution of this is going to set you free. Now, the way that I want you to do this is I want you to have documentation of how the franchise agreement is not meeting what's it's like somebody's doing something wrong here, and it has to do with this guy. He's doing something sneaky or clever.
Yeah.
And I'm not using clever as a compliment. I'm using it as a self-aware, self-motivating, selfish thing.
Yes.
And you can't feel guilty about basically calling him on it.
Okay. Which I've already started.
Now, what's interesting here is that a couple things could happen. You could be released from the franchise agreement.
Okay, there's no franchise. I don't have a franchise agreement, just if that helps you to understand.
Oh, okay,
I'm
good.
Not franchising.
It's saying that your truth will set you free.
Okay.
So, but what you do is you have incredibly accurate chronological documentation of what this guy's pulled.
Okay.
And you can't feel guilty about it. You can't feel sorry for him because he's good at that. He's good at getting – there's something about this guy's mojo that he's really good at getting people to feel guilty, or it's almost like he makes up rules just to serve him at the moment.
That would be correct, yes.
So you need to have documentation of that.
And this can be done without a lawyer?
I don't see a lawsuit here. So what's going to happen is whatever you have to decide what you want as a resolution from this. So that would be the very first. I would start with what does the end result look like for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because the thing is some people are just pissed off and all they want to do is whine about it, and I don't want that to be the mojo. I want you to have a goal.
Yeah. I mean, this has been one of the most painful things I've ever had to deal with my entire life. It's been going on for a while, but now it's just come to a head, and I've just found out new information, and I don't want this to kill me. You know, the stress
of
this whole
thing.
Kill me.
Sweetheart, this would make an amazing screenplay for a movie.
You kill me, man. You really do.
No,
so
think
funny.
About it. No, think about it. Because if they can bring something like The Big Short to the movie screen as a movie, all right? They can bring how somebody that was just looking to be an honest businesswoman, how she was manipulated by sort of a corporate entity.
Yeah.
And you have to, the thing is that if you go through all this documentation that you have, it almost writes itself.
So do you want to write it with me? Is that where
no,
we're going?
No, I got
here?
Too much to do. Bless your heart. I got lots of stuff going on. I'm working on my own book right now anyway. So, and by the way, that should be released by the end of this year. And I'm going to offer it on Kindle for something like $3. But, you know, I am. I'm gonna publish it. I'm going to get my copyright on. I'm going to publish it on Kindle. And I'm going to offer it for $3. And I'm going to tell people about it on my radio program because it really is everything I tell people to do.
Yeah.
In one place.
Well, that sounds really good.
Thank you. So with you, you just have to have documentation.
Okay.
And subsequent results, cause and effect of
uh-huh.
some of these lies he's told you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, gal pal, go seize the day.
Okay. Thank you, Mona.
Later. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right. I need to answer that this next call. I need to answer your question very quickly. All right. Hello, 808. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marissa from Fresno, California. Thank you.
Hi, Marissa. What's your question?
Yeah, so I want to know what's going to come first, my dream career job or a dream man? I just moved back to California again, so I'm starting new.
Okay, so here's the thing. It says dream job. Without compromise, that you're not ready for the relationship yet, because it seems like the guys that you've been attracting yourself, or the guys that have been coming into your life, have potential, but they're not there. And
okay.
I want to tell you, it's a direct mirror reflection of what's going on with you. You have potential, but you're not there. So I want you to create the identity of your dream career, your dream job. And then you will attract to you the man that's all there too. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
And the biggest benefit about this guy, he is unencumbered. He has no children. He's never been married before. He is pure.
Wow.
So that's totally worth the wait. So it says, live your dream, make your dream happen first. And that in the course of you making that happen, shortly after you're in business, I'd say about 6 months, when you're in this new thing for about 6 months, that's when you meet him.
Wow, okay. Sounds
so
good.
It's going to happen, and I love how succinct your question was.
Thank you.
All right, gal pal, have a great day.
You too, have a good one.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.